Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. The Defence Minister in Thailand, Prawit Wong Suwan, says the perpetrators of a bomb attack at a busy road junction in central Bangkok deliberately targeted foreigners to harm tourism and the Thai economy. At least 19 people were killed in the explosion, which happened at a Hindu shrine popular with tourists. Dozens of people were wounded. No group has said it carried out the attack. Major General Wirachan Sukuntupatipak, a government spokesman, urged the public to remain vigilant.
The public are advised to remain calm and monitor the situation regularly as security agencies conduct their operations. As for possible motivation to those who may have caused this incident, it is too early to speculate which group may have been responsible for this crime, but authorities are following possible leads.
The deadline for a peace deal in South Sudan has expired, with no indication that President Salva Kiir has signed an agreement. The rebel leader, Mr. Kiir's former deputy, Riek Machar, did sign the accord at talks in Ethiopia. Both sides have been threatened with sanctions if they fail to agree. James Copnell reports.
President Kiir and his team is in a circle of been expressing reservations for quite some time since this proposed document was made public. They don't like the amount of power that would apparently be given to the rebel leader Riek Machar and his rebel movement, that it could include control of three states in the northeast of the country, oil producing states. They don't like the idea of the capital Juba as a demilitarized zone, or the length of time it would take to integrate the rebel and the government army. So they have lots of reservations.
The United Nations has condemned an attack by Syrian government forces on a rebel-held town near Damascus, in which around 100 people are now thought to have died. The UN Syria envoy, Staffan de Mistura, said he was appalled by the airstrikes on a crowded market in Douma on Sunday. It's looking increasingly likely that another general election will be held in Turkey, 2 months after an inconclusive poll. Speaking after talks with the leader of the nationalist MHP, which came third in June, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said he had exhausted all options to form a coalition government.
I believe that I shared every possible option with the opposition parties. Today we discussed 4 options, but there's no ground to take new steps. I deeply respect the decisions of the opposition leaders, but after discussing these developments with the executive committee of the AK party, I will meet the president and I will return the mandate if necessary after liaising with him.
The UN peacekeeping force in Mali has declared a 20-kilometer security zone around the northern town of Kidal after clashes between Tuareg separatists and a pro-government militia left several people dead. World News from the BBC. Officials in Ecuador say nearly 250,000 people could be affected by an eruption of Cotopaxi, the volcano rising above the capital Quito. They say the biggest risk comes from the volcano's snow cap melting and triggering massive floods and mudflows. Considered one of the most dangerous volcanoes in the world, Cotopaxi sent an ash plume high into the sky on Friday. An international human rights organization says the Mexican authorities have denied them access to military personnel who may have witnessed the disappearance of 43 trainee teachers in the city of Iguala last September. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights said the military could only be questioned via a written questionnaire, which the team opted against submitting. Nicolas Rocha reports.
The team from the IACHR has been investigating the case of the missing students at the request of the victims' families, with the agreement of the government. The trainee teachers were arrested by police, and the government says they were then handed over to a drug lord who had them killed and their bodies incinerated. The team wanted to question soldiers from the battalion in Iguala that responded to the initial clashes between the students and the police. The Mexican government has not replied to the allegations.
The family of the composer, Sergei Rachmaninoff, has rejected a request from Russia that he be reburied in his homeland. One of Rachmaninoff's great-granddaughters told the BBC that the composer had wanted to be buried in New York State next to his wife and daughter, and that the family would not go against his will. Scientists in the United States say they've identified the world's oldest flowering plant. The species, known as Monsequia, was thought to have grown in Spanish freshwater lakes more than 125 million years ago. The plant lived underwater, had no petals, and resembled a pondweed, but it did bear fruit containing a single seed, the defining characteristic of a flowering plant. BBC News.